From the day Governor Walker introduced his collective bargaining bill, there were questions about why Walker carved out exemptions in the plan for police and firefighter unions. While some conservatives said they'd go farther, nothing ever materialized. But with Act 10 now upheld multiple times, and the next legislature potentially getting more conservative, expanding Act 10 to include police and firefighters is a possibility. Senate Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald would not rule it out.
See what the makeup of the legislature is based on the November elections, and see if there's a willingness to go there.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said he had no doubt Republicans would expand Act 10 if they got the chance, but Barca said that didn't mean they should.
Well, let's be clear. There's two issues here. One is whether or not something's constitutional, and the other issue is whether or not it's advisable and beneficial for the citizens of our state. I think it's still very clear that is not advisable and beneficial for the citizens of this state, for the economy of this state, certainly not for the middle class of this state.
The other issue lawmakers may have to grapple with is how to respond to the court's ruling on voter ID. Justices upheld the law, but they also said it was illegal for the DMV to require people to produce any documents that cost money when they apply for an ID to vote. Tempering that decision somewhat is the fact that voter ID is still on hold, having been previously overturned by a federal court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.